الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد، my dear brothers, I want to remind myself and you, when a woman gets married, the man and the woman, they have what we call the aqd, which is a covenant, which is an agreement, which is a promise to each other. And according to this promise, according to this covenant which they enter into, from the moment the woman agrees to marry the man, her naqqa becomes fard on him. From that moment onwards, her welfare is the responsibility of the husband. It is not her own responsibility anymore. She need not lift a finger to earn anything, to make any money, or to do anything. She does not have to. It's her husband's responsibility to ensure that she is comfortable, that she is taken care of in every single way. And on her becomes the responsibility that she obeys the husband, that she does not do anything without his permission, that she does not go anywhere without his permission, that she does not invite anybody in the house without his permission, that she does not make any friends with people that he does not approve of. This is our Islam. This is the issue of marriage in Islam. And then, as we see in many places, after some time, after spending some days, maybe some weeks, maybe some months in the husband's house, the girl comes home. And many parents, in a good way, some of them in a foolish way, they ask the girl, how is everything? Everything is okay? She said, yes, alhamdulillah, everything is okay. And some people like to probe more. So they say, no, are you sure everything is okay? Is your husband okay? Is this okay? Is that okay? Are you being treated well in the house? What about your mother-in-law? What about the father-in-law? So they will ask all kinds of questions. They will ask, they literally interrogate the girl. They try to dig out information, even though that is a very foolish thing to do. But many parents of the girl, they try to do all this. But the girl who has sense, and the girl who is intelligent, and the girl who respects the agreement, the aqd that she made with the husband, what will she say? To every one of those questions, she will say, alhamdulillah, everything is fine. How does your mother-in-law treat you? Alhamdulillah, very well. The interesting thing is, she will say that whether it is true or not. They ask her, are you happy? She will say, yes, I am happy, even if she is not happy. They will ask her, is everything okay? She will say, yes, everything is okay, even though everything may not be okay. Something may be okay, something may not be okay, but she will not complain about her husband and about how he is keeping her, even in front of her own parents, let alone complaining about the husband to somebody else. She will not even complain about the husband to her own parents. And then when the girl is going back home to her husband's house, the father might say, I want to give you a gift. And the gift is, I want to give you this car, please take this car. Or I want to give you this very fancy refrigerator. I want to give you this very expensive gift. Please take it home. What will the girl say? The girl will say, no, I don't want the car. I don't want the refrigerator. I don't want the expensive gift. I don't want this great Persian carpet. Alhamdulillah, I am happy with my husband, how I am. The way he has kept me, I am happy with that. I don't need anything from anybody. And what is the result of that? When she goes home and her husband finds out that she has respected him, that she has treated her honor as his honor, that she has not dishonored him, that she has not complained about him, that she has even refused a gift from her own father, because she was afraid that the husband might feel somehow belittled that, you know, my wife brought this thing, I cannot afford to give her. What does the husband do? The husband then gives her the keys to the treasure. He gives her the keys of the house, he gives her the keys of the safe, and he says, this is yours. You have proved your faithfulness. You have proved your capability. Now it is yours. The example I am giving is because Ta'ala Allahul Amsal, we do not give the example of anything to compare with Allah. But just to for us to understand, we made a promise with Allah. When we said La ilaha illallah, we made a promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And when we made this promise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it upon himself that our welfare from that moment onwards is the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The welfare of everybody is the responsibility of Allah. Even the one who denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who looks after him, who does everything for him. But the one who actually accepts Islam and who comes into Islam, then this responsibility is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is an actual agreement and a covenant between the slave and the Rabb. And with this responsibility comes with this responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken to look after the slave, comes the responsibility of the slave, and what is that? To obey Allah. To do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told him to do, to go where Allah told him to go, not to go where Allah told him not to go, to make friends with those Allah told him to make friends with, not to make friends with those Allah told him not to make friends with, to engage in activities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approves of, to disengage from activities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not approve of, and so on. And then, when somebody asks the slave, how are you? What does he say? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. No, but I heard you had some pain. Alhamdulillah. The one who cures the pain, I told him about this. I don't have to tell you. I believe you are financially, there is some problem in you. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. The one who takes care of the financial problem, I have already told him. He knows what the problem is and he can solve it. I don't have to tell anybody. I believe there is some difficulty that you are going through. Alhamdulillah. Sheikh Saadi alayhi rahma, he said in a very beautiful couplet in Farsi, he said, Kare ma, darkare ma, azare ma, kar saze ma, bafikre kare ma. He said, my work, that I should worry about my work, my problem, that I should worry about my problem, he said, La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. He says, the one who solves problems, the one who solves the problem, the one who takes care of the work, he is concerned about my problem. Why should I bother about it? Kar saze ma, mere kaam ka banane wala ba fikre kare ma, mere kaam ke banane ki fikr wo kar raha hai. तो मैं अपने काम को कराने की फिक्र क्या करूं, मेरे को क्या जरूरत है? कार है मां, दर कार है मां, आजार है मां, कार साजे मां, व फिक्रे कार है मां. अरे मेरा काम बनाने वाला मेरे काम की फिक्र कर रहा है, तो मैं क्या करूं? ये अल्लाह के जानने वाले थे, अल्लाह वाले जो थे. सो व्हेन एनीबॉडी इन द वर्ल्ड आस्क्स, वन डे हसन अल-बसरी रहमतुल्लाह इज गोइंग समवेयर एंड ही ओवरहर्ड अ कन्वर्सेशन between two people, and one man was complaining to the other man, zindagi ye mushkil hai, ye mushkil hai, this is my life, this is difficult, this is difficult. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah stopped and he told the man, you are complaining about ar-Rahman to the one who has no rahm. He said, ajeeb aadmi, jo Rahman hai uski shikayat kar raha usse jisko rahm nahi hai. Because if you are complaining about your life, to shikayat kiske ho, shikayat Allah ki kar raha. You are complaining about the one who has rahmah, who is ar-Rahman. You are complaining about him to someone who has no mercy. He said, what will the man do? He will listen to you. For him it is some news, for him it is some maybe entertainment, maybe even if he is concerned, maybe not entertainment, maybe he is concerned about you. What can he do? He has no power. He cannot change your life for you. If you are sick, he cannot cure you. If you are hungry, he cannot feed you. What is the good of telling him? Tell the one who has the power to do something. जिसके हाथ में कुदरत है उससे मांगो भाई. मोहताजों से मांगते फिरते हो क्या है? अपने आप को जलील कर रहा है, अपने आप को जलील कर, अल्लाह को जानने के बाद में, अल्लाह को जानने के बाद में अगर मोहताज से मांगता है तो अल्लाह अपने आप को जलील कर रहा है। जब मुख्तार है उससे मांगो, जिसके हाथ में इख्तदार है उससे मांगो, मोहताज से क्या मांगने का। सो व्हेन समबडी सेज हाउ इज योर कंडीशन, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन, माय कंडीशन इज वेरी गुड, नो प्रॉब्लम। एंड द पर्सन सेज नो, इफ यू हैव एनी थिंग टेल मी। कभी कभी लोग इवन इवन आउट ऑफ गुड गुडनेस यू नो पीपल से दिस, नॉट दैट दे आर नॉट टेलिंग यू टू मेक चीयर फॉर समथिंग, बट इट्स अ वे ऑफ स्पीकिंग। दे से माय ब्रदर यू नो प्लीज आई एम ऑलवेज देयर फॉर यू, आई एम ऑलवेज देयर फॉर यू। अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह इज आउट ऑफ द गुडनेस ऑफ हिज हार्ट, वी अप्रिशिएट दैट, वी अप्रिशिएट दैट, वी लव द ब्रदर फॉर दैट, आई एम ऑलवेज देयर फॉर यू। एनीथिंग यू नीड यू मस्ट टेल मी, डोंट हेजिटेट, एनीथिंग यू नीड डू नॉट हेजिटेट, मिडल ऑफ द नाइट यू कैन पिक अप द फोन एंड यू कैन कॉल मी एंड आई विल गिव इट टू यू। Subhanallah, Ajib. He is saying, I am always there for you. He does not even know whether he is always there for himself. Alhamdulillah, we appreciate what he is saying, but I am just saying that think about this. If you need anything, ask me. If I need anything, I must ask you. Or should I ask the one who is the only one who can give? If I have a need, why must I ask you? And then what happens? And when the slave does this, the slave has fulfilled two things and then the third thing. He's fulfilled the requirement of Iman. And the requirement of Iman is complete obedience, total obedience. And then he fulfilled the requirement of Taqwa. And the requirement of Taqwa is that he does not complain, that he does not disobey and he does not complain. And the requirement, third one, is the requirement of Tawakkul. And the requirement of Tawakkul is he does not ask anyone other than Allah. Then what happens? Then the treasures, then the keys to the treasures are handed to him. Then the keys to the treasures are given to him. Ibrahim alayhi salam is tied up and he is put into the bowl of the catapult to be thrown into the fire. And the fire they made is so huge that you can't even go close to it. So they take a siege engine, they take a catapult, and they use the catapult to throw Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire, because they can't even go close to the fire to throw him into the fire. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is all tied up, and he's in the bowl of this catapult. And he's sitting there. And Jibreel alayhi salam comes to him and says, Ya Ibrahim, Ya Khalilullah, tell me how can I help you? Tell me how can I help you? And Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I must tell you, ये तवक्कुल के अलग मकामात हैं। आई एम नॉट सेइंग, फॉर एग्जांपल, इफ समबडी डायरेक्टली आस्क यू, समवन हु इज देयर अलाइव एंड सेज कैन आई हेल्प यू, इट इज नॉट हराम टू से यस प्लीज हेल्प मी, दिस इज व्हाट आई नीड, नो। बट फॉर द पीपल हु आर क्लोज टू अल्लाह, अल्लाह के खजाने की चाबी जिसको लेना है ना, उसका एक मकाम अलग होता है। सो जिब्रील अलैहि सलाम सेज, कैन आई हेल्प यू? इब्राहिम अलैहि सलाम सेज, आई हैव टू, आई मस्ट आस्क यू। Yeah, I don't ask you. Jibreel alayhi salam goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and Allah knows everything without being told. He says, Ya Rabbal Alameen, your Khalil is about to be burnt. I went and asked him, can I help you? He does not tell me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go and tell him that I asked. What does he want? Jibreel alayhi salam comes and says, Ya Khalilullah, your Rabb is asking, what do you want? What does he say? He says, my Rabb does not need to ask. Mera Rabb, पूछने का मोहताज नहीं है क्या? अल्लाह पूछते, अल्लाह पूछ रहे हैं क्या चाहिए तुमको? क्या अल्लाह पूछने का मोहताज नहीं है। And then what happens? And then what happened? Allah has mentioned in the Quran. Allah mentioned in the Quran. What happened? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then send Jibreel to put out the fire, alayhi salam? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order the clouds to rain so that the fire will be put out? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, from his arsh, he addressed the fire directly. Direct kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to the fire, Ya nar, kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Direct kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the fire. Allah said, oh fire, kuni bardan, become cold, wa salaman ala Ibrahim, and become a source of safety and a source of comfort and a source of hifazat, of security for Ibrahim. This is the meaning of being a Muslim. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made our religion, our name Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connected this to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he said, you are from the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, my Nabi, you are from the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. If we are a people who have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iman, taqwa, and tawakkul. And I give the example of the marriage because that is an example in real life. The woman is not having iman on the husband, but it is the requirement of the aqd, requirement of the covenant that she has with the husband, that she behaves in these ways. And when she does that, the marriage is successful, she has the love of the husband, she has the respect of the husband, and her husband gives her the authority to run his house any way she wants. And when the slave fulfills his covenant with his Rabb, then the keys of the treasures of the kainat are handed over to the slave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now go. Because you have proven yourself. You have proven that you are faithful. You have proven that you will not disobey. You have proven that you are not a traitor. You will not commit treason. You have proven that you will not take what belongs to Allah and use it in ways which He has prohibited. When we want to go and sin, let us at least do this. Let us use something that does not belong to Allah to commit sin, because sin is disobedience of Allah. So why and how can we use something that Allah gave us against Him, against His izzah? So if I want to commit a sin with my tongue, then I must use the power of speech from some other source, not which Allah gave me. If I want to look at something which is haram, then I must use eyesight which I got from somewhere else, not what Allah gave me. If I want to listen to something which Allah made haram, then I must use hearing from some other source, not the hearing which Allah gave me. If I want to hold something or do something with my hand, then I must use the quwwat and the taqat and the power and the ability that somebody else gave me, not which Allah gave me. Who is somebody else? Every single thing we have, every breath we take is thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we use this against Allah? We do not harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we harm ourselves. And that is why it is so important for us to keep this in mind and fulfill the covenant. And then when you fulfill the covenant, Allah has told us what happens. Then be prepared to become the wali of Allah. Be prepared to raise your hands and ask Allah and see the dua happening in front of your eyes. Be prepared to reach a position where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you and will never be displeased, inshaAllah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant that to all of us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors to His Noor, to His Hidayah, to His pleasure for all of us, and to allow us to do everything that pleases Him, and to stop us with khair from doing anything which displeases Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from His punishment and to give us His pleasure. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ